Raider app. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio, and we got a jam-packed show lined up for you today. We're going to be speaking with representatives of the boys' lacrosse team and also representatives from the Raider girls' golf team. Both going to be in studio live today to get an update on their seasons, get an update on where they're at right now and what they hope to accomplish here in the next couple of weeks as the season slowly start to wind down. It's been a couple of weeks since I've had sports on, so I'm really excited to be able to speak with these two teams and get them a little publicity and let you know a little bit more about what's going on in Raiderland here for respectively for the boys lacrosse and Raiders girls golf. We're not going to waste any time. We're going to get right into it. I am joined by members of the Raider boys lacrosse team. I've got Dawson Foster, Christoph Tisdale, and Dan Nelson live in studio. I'm going to bring them on and say good morning, boys.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing well.
How was prom last week?
It was a good time.
It was a good time.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have anybody come down on Raider app because everybody had to get all nice and pretty and everything, and you guys had to get in your tuxes and pictures and all that jazz. Yeah. So I was like, oh, yeah, it's all right. I did prom twice, too. You know, I get it. I was there one time.
Nice.
So, Doss, we're going to just start with you. Congratulations. You guys have already claimed the Big Nine title, even though you have a couple games remaining, but you're three games ahead with two to go. So you guys are the Big Nine conference champions in lacrosse. Again, congratulations on that. Dawson, just talk about that accomplishment and what that means for the team.
I think coming off of last year, having our 3-12 record,
yeah,
3-10 record. It was tough last year, and this year it's just I think we're all super proud of ourselves for where we've come, and how and becoming the Big Nine champs again, and I'm super proud of the team, and I'm sure everyone else is really happy too.
So Christoph, what do you liken to the change from last year to this year? What do you credit that to?
I think one, our coaching staff. Jeff last year was kind of hands off as an assistant coach because Gunnar and Nils were, they were still the coaches they'd been around. So just having that change of pace has been really great for us. And also, I think everybody realized last year how much of a season like can just go by really fast, and that's what happened. We were 3-10, and that just wasn't the way we wanted things to go, and we didn't want things to happen again like that. So we've been doing a lot of things to kind of combat that. We had a lot of team bonding and a lot of things to prevent that from happening, and so we're happy with the way things are going.
Let's go ahead and ask Dan about the in the off season. You know, after last season ended, and you guys probably were a little disappointed at where you guys were last year. And what did you guys do in the off season? You know, Christoph mentions team bonding and stuff, but what were some things you guys did to improve that team chemistry to get some victories this year?
So, us as captains did a lot of stuff in the off season in terms of preparing for the season and preparing the guys for the season. So, whether it was lifting with the guys or doing wall ball, which is just getting in the gym together, throwing a ball against a wall, exactly as it sounds. And just being around each other with film and just hanging out. And I think that was huge for this upcoming season and going into it already being friends versus trying to create that friendship during the season. And yeah, that was big for us.
Yeah, it goes a long way when you're hanging out with your teammates away from the lacrosse fields and stuff and just kind of getting to know them and where they're going to be and the style of game that they kind of play and stuff. And that's my next question. Christoph, I'll ask you the style. Are you guys a defensive-oriented team? When Jeff Wright took over, does he want you guys attacking or playing back and waiting for your opportunities? Explain the style that boys lacrosse plays.
I think Jeff is definitely an offensive-minded coach. He always has been. That's what he was last year. Overall, though, I think we have a good balance. Last year, we were definitely defensively focused. We have a lot of seniors. We have 16 seniors?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we have 16 seniors, and a lot of them play defense. And so all of our starting defenders right now are seniors, and so that's a big factor in our game, but also we have guys who can put the ball in the net, and we have been doing that consistently. So
all right, sounds good. We're gonna go ahead and back to Dawson. I want to talk about what was when you guys got together before the season started, what were some of the goals and expectations you guys set for yourself as a team?
I think, well, we had a team bonding trip, or we went to the high school and we all talked, and one of our biggest goals was to be conference champs and to beat Lakeville South.
Lakeville. So yeah, the yes. Lakevilles. Yeah,
we want
your Achilles heel since yes. the program started. Okay, yep.
And we are pushing for that goal, and we really want to do it. And it would be awesome if we could do that.
Okay, sounds good. Back to Dan. Dan, I want to talk about, you know, talk about some of the competition that you guys face in the Big Nine and the state of lacrosse in the Big Nine. Is it a good conference? Are you guys, were you guys able to kind of take care of business and some of your favorite teams that you like to go against? Some good competition in the Big Nine.
Well, you know, in the years past, a couple years ago, we did pretty well. Mm-hmm. Last year was just tough.
Okay.
And so even the Big Nine teams were giving us problems. And coming out this year and playing the Rochester schools, and then one of my favorite games to play, just because of the competition and because of the rivalry, is Owatonna.
Yeah, that is Northfield's new rival. I mean, once you guys move to the Big Nine in all sports, it's always Owatonna. Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
But coming out and beating them this year was just such a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the Big Nine, just it ebbs and flows year to year. And this year's our year, and we're hoping the next years are going to be our years.
Very good. Again, we're speaking with Dawson Foster, Christoph Tisdale, and Dan Nelson from the Raider Boys lacrosse team. Dawson, let's go back to you. I want to talk about it. I'm going to ask all three of you this question. What made you get interested in lacrosse and wanting to do that as a sport? Talk about your upbringing that brought you into the sport a little bit.
Back in elementary school, I went to my cousin's lacrosse game. He played lacrosse for Egan.
Okay.
And he was a box lacrosse player, and I went to the game and my parents just asked if I wanted to play.
Okay.
And me and my brother started playing after that.
And next thing you know, here you guys are. Yeah. All right. Christoph, same thing. What got you into lacrosse?
So when I was probably like 11 or actually a little earlier than that, like 8 or 9, we were at Thanksgiving and my cousin had a stick, and that was the first time like Northfield was getting a club team at that point.
Yep.
And so he had a stick and he was like, you should just like come check this out. We were playing frisbee in the yard. And so I was pretty little then, but I picked it up and I was like, wow, this is cool. But then I didn't really have the opportunity to play since then. And I was like, I don't even know what lacrosse is, but it always kind of like sparked my interest. And then in sixth grade, I started because one of my friends who I played hockey with at the time, it was like, hey, you should come out. And we, at that point, for the first few practices, we practiced in the hockey rink.
Okay, yeah.
And so we were doing that, and I came to one practice, didn't know what to wear, didn't know what to do, had, like, the worst possible, like, head and shaft, and I just had a lot of fun, so.
Very good. And Dan, what got you into lacrosse?
Well, I was in sixth grade, and one of my friends, Brian, had just talked about how lacrosse is the best sport, no, you should play. So the next year I went out, same year as Christoph, my seventh grade year, his sixth grade year. And I distinctly remember Christoph showing up in jeans.
And, I don't remember that.
playing in that. And it's just, man, going back and thinking about playing in the arena is really fun.
All right. Sounds good. I wish they would have had lacrosse when I was in school, in high school. You know, we had the typical spring sports, but I love the fact that it's another option for student athletes to be able to participate in something like that. So that's just fantastic. And I remember I was speaking with Gunner and with Nils when the program first started and kind of them going through. So it's great that the program's been established, and you guys are obviously a big part of that, establishing the program and having quite a successful season. Again, the Raiders are currently Big Nine Conference champions. The regular season's not over, but they've already clinched, and that's very cool. Now let's talk about what you guys' goals and expectations are here coming up in the next couple of weeks. Dan, we'll go back to you, and just what do you guys hope to accomplish now as we finish the regular season and get into the postseason?
Well, you know, as we wrap up this regular season, we're taking on JM and Owatonna this week, and we're expecting
two of your favorites.
Oh, yeah. And then, depending on how we're seated, I think we're going to play South. And I'm feeling really confident.
You would get South in the first round, possibly, yeah. You know, when it all...
Second round.
Yeah. Second round. Yeah, you guys were probably going to buy. Okay, sounds good. And then, so let's talk about talk about that rivalry with Lakeville a little bit and why that has become sort of the rivalry for you guys, Christoph, if you don't mind talking about the how that's worked.
Yeah, so for as long as I can remember, I played my eighth grade year against them. Eighth grade, ninth grade, and my sophomore year, we lost to that team. And there is a nasty rivalry with us in Lakeville South. And I don't know if they feel the same way because they always win, but we have something to prove. And so it's kind of a special experience that like in years past, I was a younger guy, and these all of us were younger guys, and so we still could like contribute and had roles to play, but we have a lot of a bigger role now, and so being able to lead a team and realize that like, hey, we're the guys who like we can win this game, like if we all sell out, that's something that is really special to me. So.
All right, sounds good. Let's talk about the defense and specifically the goalkeeper, lacrosse as a goalkeeper, and talk about your goalkeeper and how he's been doing. I will throw that to.
How about the goalkeeper? I'm a
goalie. Christoph?
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's been good. Overall, I think last night we played a pretty good offense, and we had two guys gone, but that was our second loss of the season, and so that was kind of like tough on us, but also at the same time, I think it was good for us and as a defense, like realizing that we still have a long ways to come and that we can improve and always get better, so that was good, but... Yeah, I think it's been great, and it's also been, I mean, we have a few new guys. We have Devin Jurek this year,
mm-hmm.
who's a deep hole, and we have a strong defense other than that, so they help me out a lot, and I mean, I do what I can. So
how important is the, you guys, you know, we talk about the youth program and opportunities in Northfield for I was just playing softball on Tuesday at Seckler, and in that soccer field between Seckler 2 and the baseball fields, there was young lacrosse players. Yep. They're doing practice and stuff. And just important, just talk about the youth program and those opportunities, Dawson, if you don't mind, and what that does for when you guys finally get to the varsity like you guys are now, and how that's helped the youth program in Northfield.
Yeah, well, back when I first started playing for the program team, we only had a U15 team, and now we have, I think, all the way down to U9.
Okay.
So it's really good that these kids are getting exposure and practice, and I think it's going to be a huge help in getting a good team in upcoming years, and just having a good lacrosse program. And Northfield's building a name for itself for lacrosse too. I'm pretty sure they have a tournament that they start doing now every spring or during the summer, and I think it's awesome.
All right. And, Dan, I want to talk about the equipment that you guys use. Are the lacrosse sticks provided by the school, or do you guys can go out and buy your own? How does that work?
Well, so each person buys their own stick, just like many sports.
Yep.
The last few years, we've done team helmets through the school, but this year we bought our own as we got new updated helmets.
Okay.
But past that, it's mostly you provide for yourself.
Okay. Well, so then talk about the different technology. You know, we're going to have the girls golf team in here next, and they use different clubs for different people, whatever works for them. Is that kind of the same as lacrosse with a stick? Is there different sticks that feel better? Is a lacrosse stick, and you just get what you get?
Well, there's definitely positional type sticks in terms of a deep hole or a short stick or a goalie stick. And there's just, you know, we can go way in depth with this in terms of, you know, the shaft material, whether it's carbon fiber, alloy, or wood, if you want to.
And,
just all across the board. A lot of the guys on our team use carbon fiber sticks and just your not average, but plastic head.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that there was that much technology involved in a lacrosse stick, but
in the last 5 years even.
Okay.
It's just gone nuts.
All right. Sounds good. Again, we're speaking with Dawson Foster, Christoph Tisdale, and Dan Nelson from the Raider Boys lacrosse team, the Big Nine Conference champs. They've got a game on Monday and Wednesday against John Marshall and Owatonna, respectively, and then it's time to get into sections. Guys, let's go in and talk about, you know, Dawson, I asked you earlier about what the goals were as you guys were coming into this year, and now I just want to talk about, you know, how you guys kind of, the mentality of the team, knowing that you got a couple more games left and then kind of transitioning from regular season to the postseason, what the mentality of the team is going to be. Talk about that a little bit and what you guys hope when you guys get into the postseason, how you're going to turn it on, if you will. Mm-hmm. And just talk about that mentality a little bit.
Yeah, so, well, I think, yes, last night's game, losing, I think that was kind of, it was bad, like, it was tough, but I think overall it was kind of a good thing to make us realize that we're not we need to know that people can beat us and that we're going to have tough games that we need to play and we need to kick it up a notch.
Right.
And I think people are excited and we just need to
You know that, yeah, that not every time you walk on the course, yeah, or on the field, it's not a guaranteed win. Yeah. Like, people, yeah, aren't gunning for you. Because, you know, Northfield's making it, mm-hmm, you guys said, Northfield's making a name for itself. So, obviously, teams, and obviously the rivalry with Owatonna, you know, they're going to come in and want to try to hamper you guys before, yeah, you get into the postseason. So, mm-hmm, guys, as we wrap up the interview, I just want to talk about Dawson. Let's talk about your game a little bit, your individual game, and just kind of what you wanted to do this year to try to improve upon and be the best player you can be, and talk about that a little bit.
I like to try to keep everyone excited, and I started out as a midi, and then just recently, like 4 games ago, Jeff moved me to attack, to try out attack, and we,
Davis has been good.
Yeah,
you've scored some goals.
Yeah, a few goals, and it's been awesome. I think just trying to get everyone together and everyone excited for every game, and okay, keeping them excited during the game is a big aspect in overall winning the game and having fun.
All right. Christoph, as the goalkeeper, you're going to see a lot of balls coming at you. It's not exactly sometimes probably the most fun position to play when you're just getting drilled like that. But talk about your goalkeeping and what made you, A, want to play that position and try that position, and B, what you were hoping, what you were doing to get better this year.
Well, I didn't exactly choose.
Okay, they need somebody to fill in the net. Yeah,
someone needed to step in and take that role. And actually,
it's a good team player.
My second game ever playing lacrosse, I saw somebody playing goalie in the first game, and I was like, I feel like I kind of want to try that.
Okay,
not knowing what like the connotations were for the rest of my life, but so I jumped in and did that, and then kind of ever since then, I've kind of stuck with that. I mean, obviously, I wanted to play attack a little bit, have some fun, score some goals, but at the end of the day, that's what I ended up doing. And I don't know, the biggest thing for me is trying to keep the intensity up and trying to, like, keep, like, if I get scored on, like, when I get scored on, just trying to, like, realize, like, we still have a game to play, we can still do it, and not let each individual goal kind of, like, determine the way we play, because lacrosse is such an energy game, and mm-hmm, like if I can make a save or two and then like have the defense feel really good and have everybody pumped up, then it makes us score goals and kind of determines the way our offense plays too.
Fantastic. And Dan, same question to you, just kind of parts of your game that you're looking to improve upon and get better at this year.
Well, in the last few years we've struggled with team chemistry.
Okay.
And so this year, to come out and do the team bonding trip and then to go into this season and all be together. Hold on. Kind of lost my train of thought.
Okay. I was asking parts of your game that you wanted, that you were getting better upon.
Well, something that we're trying to improve on as a team is playing physically.
Yeah. Okay.
And in the last couple of years, we've done that better. And this year, I think we're doing the best we have in a while. And a lot of us hit the weights pretty hard in the off season.
Yep.
And so came in bulkier, came in ready to play. And that's done good things and bad things for us in terms of roughing.
Sometimes sometimes that, you know, you guys are boys, the testosterone. Sometimes it gets a little, lacrosse is a contact sport. Gets a little chippy sometimes, especially with Owatonna. I'm sure there's a couple extra little nudges. A little nudge, maybe. Yeah. Roughing. All right. But okay, go ahead, continue.
Yeah. You know, past that, a role I try to play is to keep guys out of their own heads and to see the big picture on the field.
Okay.
It's like, you know, a couple goals on our end. At the end of the day, we can score 2 goals in a minute if it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's Christoph being in net and, you know, accidentally let a dumb goal in, I don't want Christoph to turn totally inward and just drop it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really good about that too. And just staying cool and collected and keeping his composure is something that he excels in. He just excels in.
And the thing about lacrosse is a lot of goals are usually scored. Games are pretty high scoring more often than not. So, yeah, if you give up 1 or 2 goals just to be able to be like, put it behind you, you know, and then let's go and let's attack and everything. All right, sounds good. Well, again, the Raider Boys lacrosse team, they have 2 more regular season games, and then they'll start sections, but they are Big Nine champions. But you guys got bigger plans in store than just the Big Nine, yes, I'm sure, right? Especially after last season's, you know, tough year last year. You guys got it back this year, and I know you guys want, and Lakeville South. All right, so that's going to be fun for me when I record your guys' or when I talk about your guys' games and everything. everything like that. I really enjoy that. I'm going to be like, okay, well, okay, the boys get Lakeville South. All right, here we go, you know. But you got to take care of John Marshall and Owatonna first. Go get those regular season victories. Get on a good high note as you go into the playoffs. And I thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to speaking with you guys in the future. All right. So thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. That's Dawson Foster, Christoph Tisdale, and Dan Nelson from the Raider Boys lacrosse team. We'll take a quick break and be back with the Raider Girls Golf team right after this.
Keep up with local news and events at kymnradio.net. Terry Knight posts a daily newscast Monday through Friday, as well as updates and other community news. And it's free. You can sign up and have it all delivered to you in your email box. Or stop by kymnradio.net frequently. Look for updates on our Facebook page, too. Did I mention it's free? Check out our upcoming events calendar while you're there. kymnradio.net. Still a friend you can count on.
All right, and welcome back to Raider Rep, everybody. And we're now going to be joined by representatives from the Raider Girls Golf Team. Very excited to speak with these guys, as they've had a lot of success over the last couple of years. I'm going to be speaking with Evelyn Jordan, Sydney Noel, Sylvia Koenig. Sylvia, did I get that right? All right, Sylvia Koenig, Molly Stevens, and head coach Brian Stevens. I'm going to bring them on right now and say good morning, girls and guys. How we doing?
Good.
Hello, great. Hello. Welcome. Coach Stevens, just really briefly, brief recap of how the girls' golf team has done so far this year.
Well, it's been another good year for us, Dusty. We've had a good year in the Big Nine Conference and have done pretty well in many of the invitationals that we're playing in. This week we have our last Big Nine event coming up, and if all goes as planned, we should either win the Big Nine or be co-champions with, it looks like, Red Wing, but anything can happen, and so we have to go out and still play our best. But we've had some real good individual performances this year, and that's been really exciting for us to see, and to see the, you know, the girls experience that success and you know, want to do more, want to practice more, you know, want to prepare, you know, more for their their upcoming events.
Sounds good. Let's talk to the girls and see what they think about that. Brian, go ahead and swing that over to Evelyn right there. Evelyn, let's talk about the season so far and your thoughts on the season from you as an individual and the team as a whole and where you guys are at.
Yeah, it's been a really fun season. This is my first year playing competitive golf, so, and I've made really good friendships with all the teams, and it is teammates, and it is really fun to go out and, you know, play the game that you like to play and meet new people. So.
What made you get involved in golf this year?
Well, my parents have been golfers for a long time, so I've grown up golfing. But this year is really my first year, like, getting into it and, like, actually playing every day now.
All right.
Stuff like
Sounds
that.
Good. All right. Sydney, let's talk to you and talk about your game this year and just kind of where the team's at and everything. And you can bring that nice and close to your mouth there. Perfect. There you go.
This is my senior year and my last year, but I think my game's really improved a lot. And I can just see the team atmosphere being more competitive this year. And I think everyone's enjoying it a lot.
All right. Swing it over to Sylvia. Sylvia, same question to you. Thoughts on the season up to this point?
I think it's been so fun. So many people have had PRs, which is really cool to see. We have three freshmen consistently playing varsity, and they're all doing awesome. So that's really fun to see.
Mm-hmm. All right. And Molly, the old hat here that's been on the team for a few years with the with your dad coaching. Just talk about this season, though every season's different. Talk about this season and where the team's at right now.
Yeah, I think this year we've done really well, and I think the team dynamic this year is super different from any other team I've been on, just because we do have three freshmen playing varsity. So we're a really young team. We have a lot to learn still, and we're still growing and working on our games, and we've been playing pretty well for that inexperience in general on our team. So I'm really happy with where we're at.
All right, and we're just going to go right back down. Molly, what are some of your favorite courses to play?
Oh, boy. I really like playing the course in Red Wing, Mississippi National. Okay. We were just there this past week, and, you know, I didn't play my best, but it's still a fun course to play at. And the girls in Red Wing are really, really cool people, and I like playing with them as well.
All right, we're going to Sylvia, you can have the microphone. Your favorite course is to play?
Mississippi National as well. It's a very pretty course. It's well done, and the meet's always well done, so that makes it very fun.
Sounds good. Easy question over to Sydney there. Favorite course?
My favorite courses have been our home courses, Willinger's and Northfield.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And Evelyn?
I also really liked the Mississippi National, but our home course is probably just my favorite by far.
Okay.
Just like the home course.
Sounds good. And Brian, I want to talk to you about, let's talk about those home courses. You got Northfield Golf Club, you got Willinger's Golf Club, and just talk about it. Are you sometimes maybe one, you'll have a practice round at Willinger's and then a practice round at Northfield, or how do the clubs get involved with the program a little bit? Talk about that.
Sure. So we do most of our practice at Northfield Golf Club just because it's centrally located. It's right here. We've got a driving range of mile down the road, so most of our practice is done there, and most of our Big Nine competitions are done there as well, and they are fabulous supporters. Dan Doles and the group at Northfield are just fantastic supporters of youth golf, and really bend over backwards for whatever we need and whatever they can do for us. We do host an invitational tournament every year, and we host that at Willinger's. So we try to, this year we didn't get a chance to, but we try to get out there and you know, prep for that a day or two ahead. But Willinger's has also been very good to us in letting us come out and use their driving range facilities and their putting greens. And so we feel really very supported by the two golf clubs here in town and just really thank them for everything they've done for us.
Sounds good. Again, we're speaking with representatives from the Raider Girls Golf Team. Sydney, we're going to go to you and we'll just kind of ask the same question. What made you get involved in golf and made you want to do it?
I started off in eighth grade and my dad and brother play golf, and it was more of like a family thing. Like, I'd go out with them for fun.
Okay.
But I love the competitive atmosphere, and I like how it's an individual sport, and you can always challenge yourself.
There you go. Swing it over to Sylvia. Same question. What made you want to get involved in golf, Sylvia?
My dad has had played golf his whole life, and he took me out to the par 3 course at the Summit, and I just fell in love with it, and I love all the people in it, so
And it's one of those lifetime sports, you guys. Even after you're done with the varsity program here at Northfield High School, you can continue to play it up and hopefully until you're 2 years old as Brian and maybe even longer there, right? Oh, did I just call
Can't be too much longer, though. About as old as you can get.
Right. Molly, you know, same question to you. And just what made you get involved and interested in golf?
Well, my dad is...
She had no choice.
She had no choice, okay.
he's the coach. So I've been playing since I was really young, maybe 5 years old or so. I started playing summer tournaments when I was 8 or 9. So I've been around it a while. You know, I joined the high school team in 7th grade, played some JV events, and then started playing varsity 8th grade. So I just love the game, and I love being out here and being with the team. And it's something we do as a family, and it's everything to me.
Awesome. So. And Evelyn, same question to you. What made you, I know you mentioned your parents have been golfers, but you know, you could have said when you were a little girl or something like, this really isn't me, but what made you kind of stick with it and enjoy the game a little bit? Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, like you said, my parents have put me in it. I've always been like kind of playing just like family thing, but mm-hmm. I really liked how it is an individual sport and you can always challenge yourself and just going out like outside, walking, playing, you know, it's fun. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Swing it over to Coach Stevens. Brian, I want to ask you about, well, I should ask you, when did you start playing golf, Brian? But we can go. Well,
Dusty, can I just comment on what they just said just quickly? I mean, all of them had that family connection. And that's what's so great about the game is that, you know, it can be difficult for families to go out and play basketball together, or to play volleyball together, or something like that. But this is a game that they can really connect to, you know, as a family. And and we've noticed, you know, this is my 15th season now, the players that seem to achieve the greatest success are the ones that are able to do it as families, and they make a commitment to it. So that's what's so great about this. And Molly mentioned that we have 3 freshmen on the team this year, and that's a pretty unusual circumstance for us, but we just have some very talented young ladies that got started at a young age through their families and are, you know, really committed to it. So it's we're in a good place for our program, so good.
I'm going to ask this question. I'll just kind of look at you girls, and if somebody wants to take the lead, how important is it playing, especially in the off season, playing different courses? I know you guys, there's some courses that maybe you don't run into in the regular season, but you still can play, whether it be out of state or some other courses in the state. And how important is that to improve your game? Who can want to talk about that? They're all pointing at Molly. All right, Molly.
I think it's less about playing different courses and more about playing tournaments against other people that you might not know. Just to put that pressure on yourself so that when the season does come around, then you're accustomed to it a little bit and kind of know what to expect when you're in a pressure-packed situation like that. So I think it's more about playing summer tournaments and just getting that experience of, you know, following all the rules and walking 18 holes and playing with people that you don't know and having to make small talk with them mm-hmm. for 4.5 hours.
Right,
you know?
right.
That's a huge part of what this game is, and I think that's so important to becoming a better golfer.
Sounds good. I'm going to go around the world again. Evelyn, what parts of your game were you looking to improve upon this year?
Really just everything.
Okay, yeah, you always get better all around. No, that's fine.
But the obviously short game always needs to be improved, and yeah, that's usually probably what I'm focusing on more.
Sounds good. Sydney, same question. Parts of your game you wanted to improve upon or were focused on this year?
I feel like I have a really strong short game. That's what I can get out and practice the most and the easiest to practice. If I can just hit it off the tee straight in the right spot, I feel like I'd have a lot better scores this year.
All right. Sylvia?
Definitely my short game.
Okay.
My chipping and really my putting is the biggest issue right now, but we're working on it, and
all right,
it's going to get better.
And Molly?
You know, I think all of us want to improve everything as much as we can. Me personally, I've wanted to hit more greens and have a few less putts this year, but we've just kind of been working a lot on our short game this year, hitting some different kinds of shots around the green. You know, coach just puts us in weird spots, downhill mm-hmm. lies, and trying to hit it high, which some of us, Sylvia, can't do. So just trying to work on that and get better.
All right. And that's going to transition to my next question. Great, Brian. Let's talk about a practice here. Obviously, you want to put the girls in maybe some difficult situations or difficult positions or have them try to perform shots that maybe they wouldn't do. Can you explain a practice and how that works? It's not just going on the course and just playing 18 holes or 9 holes or whatever. You actually work on specific things. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, the biggest thing is to get them to, Molly mentioned the pressure that's involved in hitting a shot. There's nobody guarding you. There's nobody trying to take the ball away. But there is this execution. There is this idea that I have one shot to execute right. this. I have one chance. And to try to simulate that as much in practice as possible. So we'll do things like, okay, we're gonna. If you want to call it a drill, fine. Mm-hmm. But I look at it as more of a game. And rather than to just have to do it once, you have to do it twice or three times in a row, right? So there's that pressure of, okay, I did it once, but now I have to do it again, and if I don't do it again, I have to start over again. So there's that idea of just this, that little added, use the word pressure, I guess, mm-hmm. to try to accomplish that, because again, when you get into a match or into a meet, there's no do-overs. You take it as it is. So getting them to slow down a little bit, try to just focus in on what they're trying to do and to just execute it a little bit better is what we try to do. We do go out and play 9 holes as often as we can. And again, that's just more about, okay, you've hit it here. How can you best execute the next shot, right? So what can you do to give yourself the best outcome on the next shot? So, we do talk a little bit of strategy and execution and they have all mentioned their short game, and they've all have definitely figured out that that's the key to lowering their score and putting specifically. We all just have to get better at that, and it's something everybody can do.
You could be on the PGA Tour if you can putt.
Right? Absolutely,
big thing. Everybody can drive it, but it's that putting and that short game separates the people.
Exactly. Over the years, we've had some players that have played in the State High School League tournament that I would not at all consider to be very good ball strikers, but because they could putt, there they were. Yep. They shot the score necessary. So.
All right. And I'm going to ask everybody this, including you, Brian. We'll just keep it right there.
Sure.
Your dream course, if you won the lottery and could play at any course or once-in-a-lifetime golf course experience, what would it be? And I'm going to ask it to the girls, too. But let's ask you that question.
Yeah, that one's pretty simple for me. It would be Augusta National, okay. where they play the Masters, just because of it's so few people in the world have ever played it.
Sure.
Because they keep it pretty locked down. But either there or Pebble Beach along the ocean. It looks like I just took Ev's answer, but I'll let her respond to that. But yeah, probably those two. But Augusta would be definitely number one.
Bucket list for you,
for sure.
I got it. All right, Evelyn, your dream course, if you could play it, what would it be?
Stevens did steal mine, Pebble Beach.
Okay, yeah.
Just really, really nice course and.
Playing on the ocean, have the ocean
that,
breeze, blow,
that's a, yeah, that's
whatever.
A big part of the ocean.
All right, sounds good. Sydney, your dream course?
Probably Augusta. It's obviously hard, but I think that's everyone's dream course, getting the opportunity.
Sounds good. Sylvia?
Pebble Beach. I've played it on a simulator, and that's not even close to the real thing, but it's gorgeous, and I think that'd be really cool.
Just so we know how committed Sylvia is to the game, she has a simulator in her living room.
No way. Do you really? Hey, whatever it takes to get better.
I think that's a little bit more her father, but she does have access to it.
You know, it's one of those sports where, when you're into golf, you're into golf. I get it. No, that's awesome. Molly, your dream course.
I'd probably pick St. Andrews.
Okay.
Just because it's had a long history of amazing tournaments there. Okay. So I think that'd be cool to play.
All right. Sounds good. And then, guys, as we wrap up the interview, I'm just going to go back and we're just going to go back around. Molly, we'll start with you. And just, as you guys wrap up the regular season here, then get ready for sections and hopefully make it back to state as a team, which you guys were able to accomplish a couple years ago. What do you guys feel like you need to do and to get this team ready to go for sections, Molly? Where are some parts of the game or maybe some the mentality that you need to be at?
Yeah, I think improving our putting over these next couple weeks would be really helpful. I also think a lot of golf is the mental game and just staying positive throughout the round. We all hit bad shots out there. So after you hit a bad shot, just knowing that, all right, this next shot, I can make up for that. I can hit a good one on this one instead of focusing on what just happened and how upset you are with yourself. I know that's something I've been working on all season, and I'm sure all of us have as well. So I think that's one thing that we really need to work on in order to have some success at conference and sections. All right.
Sounds good. Sylvia, if it's the same answer, that's fine, but just kind of the mentality of the team that you want to see out of the girls these next couple of weeks.
Yep, pretty much the same thing Molly said, our short game and not letting a bad hole define our score, playing simple golf and just doing what we know we can do.
Okay, sounds good. Swinging over to Sydney, I'm gonna switch the question a little bit and talk about what you want to say of the mentality. But then, what are you guys gonna do? Maybe some of you here and Sydney, you've been around the program for a few years and everything like that. So, what are some things you can do to kind of talk to the girls? We hear the girls talking about what you need to do, but to actually do that, what are some things you do as like a motivator and stuff like that?
I think that everyone, like, if we just, like, take our time on our holes, and, like, I've learned this year, and I think everyone this year has learned to, like, slow down and just, like, take your time and hit the shots you know how to hit. So
okay, yeah. Very good. And Evelyn, same question about, you know, what do you want to see the mentality of the team that the team needs to be in as you guys wrap up the regular season and get ready to go for the postseason and sections here?
I think all of us just need to, like the mentality part, just need to relax. You know, if we have a bad hole, we just can't get angry, which I have a problem with. We all know, but it is fun. We just need, what I do is I just try to have fun with the people I'm playing with and relax and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And then Coach Stevens, we're gonna wrap up with you, and just if you can expand on that as the coach and where these girls are at and what you want to challenge them to do here these next couple of weeks as we finish the regular season and go into the postseason.
Sure. Well, we have we're playing a new course this year for sections. So for the last
where's that?
For the last 15 years, we've been in Cannon Falls at the Cannon Golf Club, and this year it's moving. And so we'll be at the Legacy in Faribault this year.
Legacy,
So that presents a new challenge for us. But a lot of good things. It's a little less challenging than the Cannon Falls course. But that brings everyone else kind of into the field as well. So it's not necessarily an advantage. It's just different. You know, we'll have to put a little work in ahead of time, and we'll go down there. You know, our plan is to go down a week from Friday a week from yesterday and play it and get it, you know, kind of mapped out and figured out. There's a couple holes that we got to be, you know, aware of and knowing where we can hit it and where we can't and getting used to the greens for sure. So, I definitely like where they're at. We have an uphill climb in sections. You know, you talked about the Lakevilles with the lacrosse team and they're there as well, in our section. So, you know, they're the main competition that we have to look out for, and they're playing well. So, you know, we kind of have to be at the top of our game for that.
All right. But you know what? It's the beauty thing about golf on any given day, right? It's just the old cliche, any given day, you just have to have that one good round and that can lead to, I remember when you guys made it to state or whatever, it was like you guys were fighting in a battle with Lakeville Red Wing and all that stuff, and you played well those couple of days.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
That's right.
All right. Sounds good. Well, guys, I want to thank you for coming in today. We really appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way here. We'll be talking about your results, and we report on your results every Saturday. So I wish you guys all the best, and thanks for coming in, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Dusty.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go. That's Brian Stevens, Evelyn Jordan, Sydney Noel, Sylvia Koenig, and Molly Stevens from the Raider Girls Golf Team. We'll be right back right after this.
Down on my knees.
All right, welcome back to Raider Rap. Everybody, let's go ahead and talk about some other Raider sports and how they have done this week. First off, let's talk about the Raider boys tennis team. The Raiders tennis team had a game, had a meet against Austin this week in the first round of the section playoffs. They won 7-0, and they did so while only dropping five games across all three positions. What made the doubles lineup possible, though, is the ascendance of a couple of players featured in the singles lineup for the Raiders who advanced to play Rochester Mayo. Senior John Krenzel, who's played doubles for most of his varsity career, came through with a 6-3, 6-4 at two singles. Assistant coach Mark Walensky says that was a big win against a really hard-hitting kid, and I wouldn't say he struggled, but he certainly had a challenge. He's grown quite a bit as a player, and you can tell with how he plays his matches. He's just a real valuable asset for the team, no two ways about it. I wish we had about six of them. So you can talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about Northfield baseball. After losing the first seven games of the season, they have now won seven of the last nine after a Tuesday victory, 10-0, against Faribault at Northfield High School. It says that they said... Head coach Mark OJ says that can happen. We can get on runs. The guys are hitting now, and we've got some good pitching. Hopefully things will keep going our way this week into the section tournament a little over a week from now. Sophomore Gunnar Benson started and shut out the Falcons for all five innings, allowing only two hits along the way. Second win in as many starts since making his varsity debut last week. Offensively, the Raiders were helped by a two-run homer to left by senior Michael Iams, his second of the season, as well as an offensive onslaught that totaled seven hits, five walks, and a pair of hits batsmen in only four turns at the plate. The Raiders now are 7-9 on the season, 4-4 in the Big Nine. We mentioned that the boys lacrosse team was able to clinch the Big Nine title on Thursday. They had a 14-5 victory against Mankato. Let's talk about a little baseball. The hole was too big for Northfield, which despite scoring eight runs in the final two innings, fell 10-8 on Thursday at Rochester John Marshall. Simon Dickerson whacked a pair of doubles and drove in three runs, while seniors Jim Vidito and Michael Iams both lines doubled. Freshman Joey Malika started on the mound for the Raiders, allowed eight runs, three of which were earned through the first three innings. Girls golf, we can talk about the second and best ball format. They were able to, as we heard Brian Stevens just talk about, that they pretty much will either clinch a share of the Big Nine title or win it outright, and they've got a couple of meets this week to be able to make that happen. And the Northfield softball team continues their success. They had a tough loss against Faribault. Faribault's a really good team and one of a state powerhouse, and for the Raiders to be able to compete against them is really good. And the Raiders softball team is really good, and they don't play Faribault in sections. I believe Faribault's in a class below the Northfield Raiders, so I won't run into them in sections, but they had a tough loss to the Falcons this week, but hopefully getting back on the winning track. So there you go. That's going to do it for Raider Rap today. I want to thank all of my guests. First off, from the boys lacrosse team, Dawson Foster, Christoph Tisdale, and Dan Nelson. And from the Raider girls golf team, head coach Brian Stevens, also Evelyn Jordan, Cindy Noel, Sylvia Koenig, and Molly Stevens. Thank you all for coming in. Thank you for listening out there. We'll be back next week with an all-new Raider app here on 95.1 The One AM 1080 and streaming online at kymnradio.net.